بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. Today we're going to be talking about another great tabi'i whose name is Rabi' ibn Khuzaim. Rabi' was a great scholar, but he wasn't always that way. In fact, his mom used to struggle to get him out of the bed and to get him early in the morning so he would go and he would pray Salat al-Fajr, and she would struggle so that he would sit in the masjid and be among those who attend the halaqat at a very young age. Interestingly, this is a very similar case for many of the greatest scholars. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, it was his mom who groomed him after his father passed away, groomed him, prepared him, and took him all the way from Gaza to Mecca so he would actually sit underneath the greatest of scholars. Similarly, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, it was his mom who took him all the way and made him and tried her best to basically make offers to the greatest of scholars so that they would accept to teach Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So this was, again, a large contribution coming from the mother, coming from the parents, which shows us and teaches us that really parents have to put their best and have to really invest in the children, trying to get them the best of knowledge and the best of education, especially the education of the deen that benefits. Now, fast forward Rabi'a's life and look at how he is and the beautiful seeds that his mom placed, now they're coming to fruition. Look at him now, his mom is walking into the room, he's praying Qiyam al-Layl, and he's tearing, crying, just bawling his eyes out, tears coming down, rolling on his eyes. So she begins to worry about her son. She waits until he's done and then turns to him and says, "What happened, my son? What's wrong? What went wrong?" And he tells her, "Nothing, don't worry about it." She tells him, "Did you kill anybody? I've never seen anybody cry this much, except that they've probably done something so bad." And then he responds and says, "Yes, mom, indeed I have killed." And then she's so shocked, she looks at him and she tells him, "Who did you kill?" He says, "I killed myself and my soul and my heart. I destroyed my life and my heart because of all the sins that I'm committing." And she looks at him and she says, "Subhanallah, I've never seen you do any sins." And she's trying to make him feel better, but because he's reached such a point in knowledge and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he begins to look at all the small sins and he's struggling to overcome them, and he's doing his best to come as close as possible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan, invest in your children. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Him for forgiveness for all the sins, whether small or large, and be sincere to the point where you're standing and crying, to the point where people begin to wonder, or anybody who would see you begin to wonder, what on earth did this guy do? It's not because of the largeness or the magnificence of the sin, but rather it's the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most supreme that really humbles the heart to the point where tears can just roll down with such immense concentration and such intensity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this month to be a month of forgiveness and allow this month to be a month in which we seek knowledge and especially knowledge that benefits. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.